caught the fire incident started at 4 to 5 morning yesterday. And we went actually to the scene of offense of the place of the fire. We didn't actually get any suspect, nor even the properties that been burned inside, because the complaint just come to the police to come and tell us exactly what was actually been burned in the shop.
How did it happen then?
In fact, we did not get the suspect, but we are thinking that maybe there was a woman that are cooking there and making their tea. Probably they just brought ashes and cover with the fire. So thinking that they have already quenched the fire, this why the fire stayed the whole night and break up and let that damage is there.
So how much damage because has been caused?
It is about at least 35 or 40
stores. But yes.
They did not show up. They supposed to come to the police because they are ignorant about the law. This is why maybe they thinking that the suspects are not there. But they are supposed to come to the police so that they open the case and they can leave the property which was been burned. While the police or the CI Criminal Investigation Department will proceed with the investigation or tracing the suspect.
So is that what is happening now? Although they haven't shown up.
Yeah, we are investigating to find out exactly those who may be burned the force. But we are investigating. But our thinking, you said the fire break out maybe through those people who have been cooking there and having a key place within this small force.
General, what preventive measures do you people have in place to avert such incidents?
In fact, the preventive measures that we are putting forward is to urge the civil defense unit in UAE to make awareness to the people that in case you have a fire, when you finish cooking, go using the wood or the charcoal. You have to clear off the can, using water or anything. Electricity even can be reached to that standard. Then they have to switch off the electricity. That is the main preventive measures that we are going to urge the civil defense department to carry out the awareness through our radio spirit talk show.
Hasn't that incident, fire incident, affected the residents around there? Because Sobe Market seems to be within the residential area.
No, they didn't affect any person. So some of the folks in fact, selling this 2022. They sell the things and they collect their own things to the house. And in the morning, they put it on for selling. Some of the folks, it's only one shop is called belongs to Baraka, which is having solar panels and so forth. But that men also did not come to us and tell us exactly what was being done there. But the most of the things are taken to the shops. If they finish the daytime, they used to collect them and take them to their own house. There is no damage to any human being. Yes.
How is the mood like? How is the situation like, especially those in Dar es Salaam market? Are the other traders afraid that perhaps the next could be their shops?
In fact, the mood is very normal. There is no energy at Dar es Salaam shops because I have told you that there is a negligence in other parts. There is a negligence that some people maybe they are making their tea and cooking food there and it did not quench the fire. This way, there is no fear. Otherwise, if there was a suspect, that it may be a gang of the people who carried that criminal objective. That's why they will appear. But the mood is normal, and we are actually going to make announcement. As I told you, that to urge the civil defense to tell people that it is actually coming. This time people are going to maybe. If people are having their own houses, they're meant to have to make a clearance around and to avoid the things to happen again.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you too.